Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in Kiddushin, Daf Tet Amud Aleph, and taking a look at the beginning of the sugya, relatively short sugya, of Kiddushei Shtar. Tanur Banan, Shtar Ketzad. Katav lo alinir ala cheras of bishen boshar apruta bitcha b'mkudesh ala bitcha b'mkudesh ala bitcha b'mkudesh ala bitcha into. So if he wrote on paper, parchment, or anything, it's even if it's less than Shavu Prut, then as the Rif points out, has to be less than Shavu Prut. Otherwise, it's Kiddushei Kesef. And he writes one of these formulations that we've already seen. Harizim Kudeshet. Good. Magi Rav Zara Zer Bamamal Haludami Hashtar L'Shtar Zvini. This is not like a regular star, like a star of sale. Hata Mocher Kotev Lo Sadim Churalach Lach. In a deed of sale, the seller writes, "My field is sold to you." Here the husband writes, "Your daughter is mukudesha to me." It's like the buyer. So our first attempt is to say it simply follows the flow of the psukim. In Parshat Bahar, it speaks about someone selling his field, so it's from the perspective of the seller. In the context of Kiddushin, it's always ki, kach, if a man takes a wife, b'val tala rachmana. Hatam nami k'tiv in Yirmiyahu, in the famous Parsha, which is the real core of the issue of shtarot in Tanakh. It says, Sadopa kesef yiknu. Fields are bought with kesef, which means we see the purchase of a field also from the perspective of the buyer. So the answer is, Kari be yuknu. And read it in the passive. So fields will be purchased with kesef, meaning again, it's from the perspective of the seller. So, my tamakari be yuknu. Why are you willing to read it that way? Because in the Torah it says machar, so if we want to say everything from his perspective, from the seller's perspective, so don't read ki yikach, but rather ki yukach. After all, in the Torah, we also find from the perspective of the father giving his daughter away. So the flow of psukim won't help because it flows in both directions. The answer is, that's what the halacha was. The halacha is that the shtar mecher is written by the mocher, shtar kiddushin is written by the baal. Hasbachin rabbanon akorah, and the rabbanon attached them to psukim, but of course the psukim were not definitive. That's possibility A. Possibility B, v'ayte mahatanam iktiv, v'akachat sefer ha-makneh. In Yirmiyahu, it also refers to sefer ha-makneh being taken by the seller. So, or referred to as the makneh, as the seller. So therefore, everything's from the seller's perspective, in this case of the fields. So our nusach, whether or not it's written with the father or with her, right. Either the father accepted it, or she accepted it with the da'at of her father. Then, mikudeshet. Right? Mida'ato v'ushalo bagra. But it has to have the father's da'at, as long as she's not a bogeret. But katav lo ni'er l'chez v'bisha in v'shav v'ut ha'arim kudeshet l'ram l'ilin t'av l'ilin t'av l'imukudeshet v'yav ben atzma mida'ato. Same exact deal, but it has to have her consent. That's it. For who shabagra. In other words, the Braita talked about midata and midato, and our way of distinguishing it is we need the father's dot if she's not yet a bogeret. We need her dot and only her dot if she is a bogeret. Okay, Bar Rabbi Shimon Laki Shtar Erusin Shiktavosha Lolishma Ma. What if you wrote a Shtar Erusin with just a name, and then you found a girl with that name? Would it work? Havayol Dahan Liatziot Makshinan. After all, we got Shtar Kiddushin from Get. And so therefore, my yitzia bainu lishma, favaya bainu lishma, just like a get has to be written lishma, so the shtar kiddushin. Aldim havaya bahadadi makshinan, perhaps we compare all forms of kiddushin to each other. Ma havaya the kesef lo bainu lishma, we certainly don't demand that a coin be minted l'shem kiddushin of this particular woman for it to work for kiddusha kesef. Havaya the shtar lo bainu lishma, perhaps therefore, shtar kiddushin doesn't have to be written lishma. So the answer is, Bata de Baya Hadar Pashta. After asking this question, he answered it himself. Havaya Litzia Makshinan, we do compare Shtar Kiddushin to Shtar Gerushin. And therefore, Demarkravi Yatzava Haita, and therefore has to be written Lishma. Itmark Tavo Lishma Mishalomidata. So let's say you wrote a Shtar Erusin Lishma that we settled, but without her knowledge. Right, and then you, she agreed to have kiddushin, gave it to her, but it was written without her consent. Rav Ravinam Rimikudeshet. They say it's fine. Rav Papa Rav Shiravya Amri Ainimikudeshet. So Rav Papa a student of Rava, and Rav Sharavia was a colleague of Ravina, said Eina Mekudeshet. So it's a machloket that goes several generations. Rav Papa, Eima Tamid Yidhu, Eima Tamid Yidhi. I'll explain their reason and my reason. Eima Tamid Yidhu, why do they say it's valid? Dichtivi Yatzav Aita, because it compared to Gerushin. Maki Shavai Litzia. Ma Yitzia Lishma Mashalom Midata. Just like a get is written Lishma, but without her consent, could be given without her consent. Avavayanam Lishma Mashalom Midata. Same thing with the Shtar Yerushin. I'll explain to you why I think it's invalid. Again, the same comparison. In the case of the Gerushin, you need the dat makne, which is the man giving her her freedom. Here you also need dat makne, which in this case is the woman giving the husband herself. All right, so it really depends on how you slice the comparison with Gerushin. This seems to go against against Rava, who says that you don't need her dot. You need both parties' agreement with Shitra Erusin Nisun. Now, Shitar Nisun is a ketubah. What's a Shitar Erusin? Mal Shitra Erusin Nisun Mamish. Doesn't that refer to a ketubah and a Shitar Erusin? Lo, Shitra Psikta. What it means is a particular thing called Shitra Psikta, which we would refer to as Tnoim. Agreements made between the families about what they're going to provide for each other. Hogidol Amarav, Hogidol Amarav, Kamatan Oten Levincha. The father of the bride says to the father of the groom, how much are you going to give to your son to enter the marriage? Kach v'kach. Then he turns around and says, levitcha, how much are you going to bring as a dowry with your daughter? Kach v'kach. Amdu v'kidshu, if on the spot they made kiddushin, kanu. Then that agreement is obligatory. Hin hin advar min kidin b'amira. In the famous passage, these are things where the kinyan happens just by the amira. There doesn't have to be any formal kinyan. Because the agreement was clearly conditional to their doing kiddushin. Once they did kiddushin, that seals the deal. Okay, that's so much for shtar. We get into a relatively longer sugya, but not nearly as long as kiddushin kesef, and that is kiddushin bia. How do we know bia works? Well, we already saw ube'ala in our key pasuk. We're going to see another source. Minalan. Ravau amar v'yocharan. De amar kra bi'ulat ba'al. In the case of a married woman having relations with someone or being raped, that's the issue. That's the case of a married woman, what we call referred to as niuf, she's called a bu'ulat ba'al, someone who is had relations with her husband. Melamed shena sala ba'al ade bi'ila. So the limud is that he becomes her husband through bi'ila. So either Rabbi Yochanan directly was challenged, or Rabbi Avahu, who reported his name, was challenged, said, Ku'ura zu shashana Rebbe, what a Rebbe's limud is so bad, you don't like it? Uva Allah, from our key pasuk? Am I mentioning Bia? So the answer was, imi hatam, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Avahu said, if we only had Uva Allah, I would have thought, Avimena ad mekadesh vader boil. Ki kach ishisha Uva Allah, meaning first you have to do lekicha, which is kiddushin, and then Bia. Kamash malan, the Bu'ulat Baal teaches that all you need is Bia. Also, then we have a challenge. The Torah speaks in Parsha Kitetze about a Na'arah Murasa, Na'arah who is betrothed, which means she had valid Kiddushin, and she is still a Betula. And as a result, she and anybody who has relations with her at that point, who's not the husband, has Skila. His question is, Hechem Ishkachat La? How would you have the Havamina that she would first have to have Bia in order to become an Arusa, then you could never have an Amara Murasa who's not a Ba'ula. So either Akdish Vahadar Boil Ba'ulahi, if she already did Kiddushin and then had Bia, then she's a Ba'ula. Either Akdish Vahadar Boil, according to what you're arguing, if there was Kiddushin and no Bi'ila, Lav Klumu, then it's nothing. So how could you argue that Rebbe's drasha, kikach ishisha uvi Allah, means nothing happens until both of those happen, then the Torah could never describe a Na'arah Murasa? So that's proof positive that uvi Allah is one of the three options, one of several options of Kiddushin, works independently of Kesef, and not only with Kesef. So Amurah Rabbanon Kameda Abayis, the Rabbanon presented to Abaye, and they said the following answer, Mashkach lehengon jabala harus shaloka darka. If the arus, if the affianced had bia with her, which would fulfill the pasuk, but had bia with her shelo kedarka, which would then perhaps make her still a betulah vis-a-vis having relations with others, and therefore skila, and nonetheless would fulfill the pasuk of ve'alah. This is, again, how just is not the practical matter. This is how we're explaining how we might have read Rebbe's limud. Rabbi Kan Lepliga, Rabbi Rabbanan Abai says that doesn't work. He says the Rebbe and Rabbanan had a disagreement. We'll see the case in a moment. And they only disagreed about somebody else, meaning not the fiancé, but someone else having Bia Shaloka Darka, whether it makes her a Be'ula or not. Aval Baal, Divya Kolim, Baal Ya Shaloka Darka, Sa Be'ula. But everybody agrees that if it's her fiancé who has Bia with her, even Shaloka Darka, that makes her a Be'ula. So again, back to square one, there's no way to have a Na'arahamu Rasa who is a Be'tula according to this Havminin Rebbe. So, Mahi, what's the case with Rabbi Rabbanan? Tanya, Bawa Lea, Saran Hashim, Vadainhi, Betula. Let's say a betrothed maiden was gang raped. 10 men. And of course, the only way this could happen, that she's still a Betula, is if it was Shaloka Darka. Kulan Meskila. They're all considered to be having Bia with a Betula. In other words, each guy's Bia does not make her not Betula. And therefore, they all get Skila. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Rabbi says, Arishon Meskila, Vachulam Nechenek. Rabbi says the first one gets skila because she was a betula. Afterwards, she's a be'ula, and they all get chenek. So Rabbanon say that other people having bia with her, if it's shaloka darka, she's still a betula. Rabbi says, no, she's a be'ula. But they will all agree that if it was the fiancé himself, then she's a be'ula. So Amarachma Yitzchak, Mishkach Alachnon Shekitcha Bishtar. So Rachma Yitzchak has an answer, and he says, because you could have done the Kiddushin Bishtar. Because that really is full Kiddushin. In other words, in our Havamina, we would say, Kesef is not strong enough without Bia afterwards, but Shtar is very strong because it's based on and it's founded upon Gerushin, which is a total excision, so it's a total Kiddushin. Alright, so now, Rabbi Yochanan, Mahayu V'ala Mayavid, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Rebbe's Uve Allah? The answer is, Ahome V'ala, Zunik Nebbiyavin, Amayivrin, Nebbiyah. He reads it as exclusive. Uve Allah, only this one has kinyan bia. And don't think an ama ivriya can be purchased by via, which I would have thought based on a kavachomer from yivama. This takes us back a couple dafim in the spirit. Just a yivama cannot be nikne pikesef. Nikne pibia zu an ama ivriya shenikne pikesef and adin shenikne via. So we would never think that because while yivama shekin sku kavamena, that yivama is already put in his lap. Of course, he's nikne pibia. This is the real reason we would have thought it. Since the Torah compares a regular wife with the Amma Ivriya, Imacheret Yikachlo, and the halacha being that if the master takes another wife, he cannot diminish her Sherksutanona, etc. Hekishaka Tuv Leacheret, the Amma Ivriya is compared to another regular wife. Just like a regular wife is nikne b'bia, so an amayvriya is, therefore it says uva Allah, kamash falan, it says uva Allah to say her, she is nikne b'bia and no one else, not an amayvriya. Rabbi Haisvar Manali, so now Rabbi who used uva Allah to tell me the essential kinyan b'bia, what's going to be his source to block out amayvriya from kinyan b'bia? And came the Torah Rahmanu uva'al, because then the Torah would have said, ki kach ishisha uva'al, my uva Allah, you can learn both. Both that Bia works, and that Bia works only here. And there's a sugya in the middle of the second parak that we'll get to in detail there. Kikach Yishav V'Allah teaches Kiddushin HaMasur in the Biavu Kiddushin, one of the famous six machlokot between Rav and Abaye, in which we pass on like Abaye. But Rav's position is Kiddushin HaMasur in the Biavu Kiddushin, Kiddushin She'in Masur in the Bia Lohavu Kiddushin. Only those Kiddushin which are available for Bia, for instance, as an exception to this, is that if you're Makadish two sisters at one time, then the Kiddushin are no good at all, according to Rava, because their Kiddushin Shalonim Sur Labia. But he learns that from Uba'Allah. So now we have Uba'Allah, according to Rebbe, teaching Kinyan Bia. Uba'Allah, they hit at the end, according to Rebbe, teaching, and not Amivriya. And then we got another limud, which is that Kiddushin have to be Nimsur Labia, have to be Biable. So, Michael Maymar, so you came to Rahmana, Obi'Allah. The answer is, it's all in that word, Uvi'Allah. He could have said, Obi'Allah, meaning either he did Kicha or Bia. My Uvi'Allah, it's Dishwamina Kulu. And this is actually very intricate and very elegant. Because he's saying as follows. The fact that it said uba'al and used that phrase, that word at all, tells you that bia works. The fact that it says uba'ala is exclusive. This one is bia, not others. And the fact that it says uba'ala, it tells you that kiddush should have to be able to be arrive at a proper bia, and not kiddush and shalonim sur labia. So shema minakulu. Therefore, from uba'ala, you can get all of this information, and Rebbe's fine. Now, for Rebbe, hi bulat ba'al ma'yavilei. Now we flip the question. How does Rebbe, what's Rebbe do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? The answer is, "Amayle baal oseh ota bula shelo kedarka ve'ein acha acher oseh ota bula shelo kedarka." This is Rebbe Shita. We think it's Rebbe Shita, which is that only the husband can make her a bula, no matter how it happens, should kedarka shelo kedarka, and not somebody else. So mainly the Rebbe Haisfar, but since when does Rebbe agree with that? Rebbe was himself the one who said that all of the and anybody else, even Shalok Kedarka, makes her immediately a Be'ula. So the answer is Rebbe, in that case, will not give the death of Skila to anybody else. The rest of them get Chenek, which is less severe. Dead is dead, but it's less severe. But Modar Rebbe Linyikos Knas, Rebbe agrees that as far as Knas goes, each one of them would have to pay the Knas if, let's say, she was an Ara She'enam Urasa. They would all have to pay the Knas to her father as an Ones, which only applies to a Betula, because since every one of them is not the affianced, she's not affianced to anybody, and therefore the Bia Shelo Kedarka made her a, they have violated her, and therefore they have to pay the knas, but they violated a betula, each one of them, and therefore they do pay the knas. So my shami k'tala, how come Rebbe's willing to say she's a betula, but bi'ula vis-a-vis the death penalty, but a betula vis-a-vis knas? The answer is damar kra, well, ma'ita isha shachavim alavado. In the case of a man who rapes a betrothed maiden, he alone dies. What does it mean, he alone? Only one man can die for that. Which means that if he had bia with her in such a way that he would die, the next guy around would not get skila. For Rabbanan, ha'ilavado me'avdile, so the Rabbanan, who never went down this road, what are they going to do with the word levado? Because remember, the Rabbanan in that Braita said, in no case does bia shelo kedarka make her a bu'ula. Not for knas, not for mita. So what do they need at levado? For mbaile l'chadetanyu ef machloka umetu gam shnehem, achu shavin ke'achad, divir Rabbi Yoshaya. When do we say that a consensual relationship, they get the death penalty? Only when it's shnehem, meaning they're both adults. Which means that if there's a girl who's properly betrothed, but she's a ketana, and she has relations with a gadol, he can't die because she can't die. That's Rabbi Yoshaya. He says, no, the man could die alone. Right? So he disagrees. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Yonatan says, that's what I need Levado for, not to tell me that that there's a distinction between Mita and Knas as far as the status of Bia Shelo Kedarka, but rather to tell me that even if the girl's a Ketana, nonetheless, the rapist or adulterer will die. Yochanan Haisvaram and Ali. So where is Rabbi Yochanan going to get any of this from? The answer is Kinnich Tov Krab Beulat Ish. My Beulat Baal Shmaminatarte. So the answer is that's why it says Beulat Baal as opposed to Beulat Ish, to tell you that the Baal does have a special relationship in that, and the fiance does make her a Beulah Filushalo Kedarka, which others do not. Okay, last little piece, Ibayaluhu, Tchilat Bia Konan, that's how I put it at the beginning of the Sugya, Osof Bia Konan. At what point does Kinyan Bia happen? Kinyan Kesef, we know. Kinyan Shtar, we know. Because those are Kinyan we're familiar with everywhere else, and therefore their chronology and their sequencing works like anywhere else. But Bia is a unique Kinyan, when does it happen? So, Nafkamina, Kigon She'araba, Pashtai Dava Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher. Let's say they had the beginning of Bia, and then they stopped, and then she changed her mind, got Kiddushin from somebody else. Is that valid or not? Inami the Kohen Gadol, the Kakani Betula Bevia. My. A Kohen Gadol, who is having Kiddushin with a Betula, Bekiddushin Bia. Is that valid? Because if the Kinyan only happens at the end, then that means by the time he makes the Kinyan, she's not a Betula anymore, and he's violated the Asay, and therefore he should do it Bekeso Bishtar. The answer is, I remember, Shmei Derava, Kol Abual, Dato, Gmar Bia. Anybody who has Bia, their intention and the thought is about Gmar Bia. And therefore the Kiddushin do not happen until Gmar Bia. Okay, we're going to pick this up in Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast and continue all the way till the Sugi of Kesef from the Machloket Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, about Pruta or Dinar. Everyone should have a wonderful day.